ओम शांति। ऑल ऑफ यू हैड योर ब्रेकफास्ट? डिड यू हैव योर ब्रेकफास्ट? ऑल दोज आर गेटिंग ट्रांसलेशंस, आर यू ओके? आई थिंक रशियंस आर हियर इन द हॉल। आर यू गेटिंग योर ट्रांसलेशन? डू यू नो योर फ्रीक्वेंसी नंबर्स और हैज इट टू बी अनाउंस्ड? इवन आई थिंक देर आर फ्यू चाइनीज टू। So all of you are having your translations, well, is it okay? Yeah? So did you have your breakfast? It seems you didn't have it, huh? So no energy. Huh? Om Shanti. Looks like you had your breakfast now. Om Shanti. Special Om Shanti to all of you great souls sitting in this gathering. Each one of you is so special. Each one of you is so elevated. Do you feel? Each one of us sitting here is being chosen by God Himself. The moment we remember, it is God who has selected us. It is that particular moment that you start experiencing the ascending stage. Do you believe in this? There's one thing that I want from all of you is to respond smilingly. Is that okay? Is that okay or not? So I think, so will you cooperate with this? Do you like this condition, first of all? Yes. So it's from this school, from this university, we are learning how to be smiling, how to be like a flower who is giving the fragrance all the time. So this is the only place where we can learn from. That's God's place. So you're learning from here how to smile. So can we have a demonstration? See, look at each other. Look at who is sitting at your back and see. Oh, good. See, are they smiling? If they are not, just tell them to smile. Okay, each one of you. Those at the back. Okay, just see who is at your back. If nobody is there, you can come in the front. Oh, is there everyone smiling? Huh? Or is there anyone not smiling? Very busy writing. Huh? You can ask them to just keep their books aside and to smile. Huh? Because we are those elevated, fortunate souls who have attained all the treasures. Have you got all the treasures? Just put your hands up if you've got all the treasures. We're just thinking whether we have got or we have to check. Yes, please stand up. Those who think, yes, we've got all the treasures and I'm so happy. I'm unlimitedly happy. Yes? Yeah. Please stand up. Okay. Some are sitting, so they don't feel, huh? Okay, good. Thank you. So you can clap for yourself. So see, you are those unlimited souls, unlimited happy souls. Yeah? So you can congratulate each other for this. Yeah? You know how to congratulate? How do you do? Yeah, shake your hands. See, congratulate each other. Wish each other. So, this is a beautiful gathering of beautiful flowers on this universe. So this is the reality of the soul. What we are experiencing in Madhuban is the reality. So will it be the same when you go back there? Or will it change? Those who feel, yes, there can be some change at least. Just put your hands up. Okay, one, two, now gradually the hands are coming up. Maybe because of translation? Okay, no. But what about others? You feel the same when you'll go back there? So do you have any difficult person when you get back there to face? Or difficult situation? How many of you say, no, when we go back, we are going to be the same. Unlimited happiness is going to be there with us. Just please stand up. The brave soul, great soul. Wow, that's clear. See. All of you. No, not many. Okay, clap for them. Those who are sitting, please clap for them. Okay. So all those who stood up, now you are completely convinced that no problem can bring you down, right? Now again, you are a little bit, maybe we don't know what will happen when we go back. So ascending stage is when we constantly remember. So why did all of you get up here and why did I ask everyone to clap for all of you is, you remember this particular moment you have spent in Madhuban. There you are 100% determined, 100% you believe that I myself, I'm unlimitedly happy. No one can make me unhappy. Is it pakka? So then you have to, if you're agreeing to the condition which we had already discussed, that way you have to respond smilingly, so then I think the response has to come out. Yes, pakka? Pakka means confirm. Very much determined. From today onwards, from this moment onwards, nothing can take away my happiness. Make it firm. Completely accept and believe. This is reality. Once you lose the touch of reality, that which is not true is false. That is not true me. So what is true me is to feel enlightened, to feel lovely, to remain peaceful, to remain pure. This is true me. Do you believe in this? So what I believe is what I have to reconfirm again and again. Like in today's Murli Baba said, God is responsible for your soul. Such beautiful versions. So no worries at all. From today onwards, no worries. Who is responsible for me? The Almighty. Almighty authority, God Himself is responsible for my life. So this is why Baba said, to become a double light angel, he gave a special blessing. What is that we all have to do is surrender all the old sanskars and old nature. So what Baba is teaching me is surrender everything to God. Then God will be responsible for you. If I say on one side, yes, Baba is responsible for me, but yet if I keep on planning my own, then what happens? Then there might be percentage in the success that which I'm going to attain. Because God's plan will be more elevated than my plan. Do you believe in this? What Baba thinks for me, will be more unlimited than what I think for myself. I would like to share my own experience regarding this. When I was reading the Murali, when I was hearing the Murali, what I remembered was my own childhood, the godly childhood. So in 92, when I came here to Madhuban, the Kumaris training, we were 100 of us, the Kumaris, and Dadi Prakashmani used to meet all the groups, and she used to take the introduction of every Kumari. So when it was my turn to give my introduction to Dadiji, so it was 10:30 and traffic control was played. And during the traffic control record, I could see Dadi's powerful drishti was just, you know, like flowing like a current, like a laser beam towards me. So after the traffic control, you know, she asked me, what's your name? Where have you come from? Then the third thing she asked me, Dadiji wants you to stay here. Will you stay? I just was looking at her. I didn't know what to say. Because I had never thought about that. I was a student. I had to go back and continue my studies. So I didn't plan anything. I just was following God's plan. During those days, the main important days of my life, when I came to Madhuban, because Madhuban is always special. So every second I had maintained a beautiful chart, for every second, not for 1 hour or 2 hour, for half a day or for 1 day. It was for, you know, for every hour, means every second. So I was just telling Baba, I'm just going to make my plan according to your plan. This is what I did. And when Dadiji asked me, I was just taken aback and I didn't answer her. I was just looking at her. Then second time, you know, she asked me, Dadiji is asking you, come on, speak up. Huh? Do you like to stay? Dadiji wants you to stay here. I was just looking at her again. I didn't answer. And the sister sitting next to me, you know, she was shaking me and just telling me, say something. I said, wait, I'm talking to Baba. So I was asking Baba, your plan is totally different. Huh? Is it your plan? And the Baba was telling me, child, this is God's plan for you. Because you had asked Baba to plan your life. And Dadiji, she does not know you personally, which means who is asking you? It is Baba asking you through the instrument. So Baba was confirming you had asked Baba to plan your life and this is God's plan for you. So what just I wanted to share with all of you is just follow Baba Srimat and Baba will become responsible for my soul. Baba has a plan for each one of us. And now it's the time for all of you to make the elevated fortune. In the whole Kalpa, there is no such time where we can make our fortune elevated. So Baba has said, every moment is beneficial for you. And all of you are Madhuban Nivasis. Yes? All of you are Madhuban Nivasi? Nivasi means resident. So all of you are residents of Madhuban? You have to smile now. Huh? So you start learning from this class. From today onwards, what is that you are going to learn? Smile means to be happy. So when you're happy, you smile naturally. There is no effort to smile. It's constant. Because when you're happy, how do you speak? How do you interact? Everything is divine. So how do the deities talk? How do the deities walk? How do the deities eat? We're all going to become like deities. And even before that, we have come here to become like angels. So when our every activity is divine, elevated, then the ascending stage of the soul begins. So I would request all of you to stand up. Is that okay? And now start experiencing the ascending stage. The very thought that I am Master Almighty Authority. I am the Master. As you listen, say this to yourself. And as you say this to yourself, start seeing yourself as a Master Almighty Authority. I am the King. Start to feel you are in the body. But detached. You see yourself detached. See yourself in the mirror of your mind and intellect. Watch the flow of your thoughts again. Any thought, that which is needed, accept the thought lovefully. And the thoughts which the mind is bringing to you, that which is not needed, ask your mind, tell your mind, my dear mind, my dear friend, whatever thought you're bringing up right now is essential, but not now. Please come to me later. And see yourself in the angelic body, But you're sitting on an elevated seat, the throne. And start moving further. Just make a move onto your left or right. Just start walking. But as you walk, just try to move your body and just start to feel yourself. So I request all of you to stabilize yourself in the stage and start moving. You can take any direction, but start moving with this elevated thought. You're moving the body, but you're detached. Anyone you meet around you, just see the angelic form of everyone around you. You're walking in the body of light. And see the angel beside you in the body of light. As you meet any angel, just give a beautiful smile. Appreciate the angel whom you're meeting. Just start to feel yourself. As you walk around, just pair up with the angel who is closer to you. Anyone? Any two, and see and appreciate the angel standing in front of you. And now, feel the energy. I'm an energy seeing the energy. The Master Almighty Authority seeing the beautiful angel. I can feel that I'm just looking. But I'm beyond the organs, the senses. And I'm invoking Baba. I can see Shiv Baba. The divine light coming down from the land of peace. The divine light is descending down onto this universe. And I can see with the mirror of my intellect how the divine light is entering the body of Brahma. My guardian angel, and Bap Dada Navas, descending down onto this universe. It's such a beautiful feeling. God is descending down. I can see Shri Baba sparkling in the center of the forehead of Brahma Baba. I also can see and feel the elevated energy flowing out of Bap Dada's eyes. The divine angels are coming down. Now Bap Dada has entered the universe, the corporeal world, and gradually Bap Dada is between us. I can see Bap Dada and the angel in front of me. Baba is so happy to see both of us. Baba is putting his divine hand of blessing on my head. I can feel the divine vibrations. Bap Dada is giving me the tilak of victory. Filling me with divine love and power. And having given to divine love and power, Bap Dada is specially giving me drishti. Such an elevated feeling. I heartily thank Baba for this. See, Bap Dada is going back again to the subtle regions. He's flying back. I'm an angel of love. God has given me the blessing. Now give the gift of love to the angel in front of you and start walking again. And go back to your seat slowly. Walk like an angel. And having given the gift to the angel in front of you, walk back to your seats. Now see yourself as a deity, deity of love, you are the emperor or the empress of the whole kingdom. And you're going to rule the kingdom with love. So if possible, sit straight and see yourself like an emperor of love, empress of love. See yourself like a prince or princess of love. If possible, sit straight. Spread the loveful vibrations. Throughout the body. And to the surroundings around you. Move up like an angel of love. Go about the planet. Now you see yourself sitting on the globe and giving the light of love to the whole universe. As you give the love, every soul is being ignited on the globe. You have become like the angel of love, filled with light of love. You can see that you're connected to every soul on the globe by giving them vibrations of love. They are giving you the blessing. You can feel the hearty blessings given by their heart. With this elevated feeling, come back, from the top of the globe, returning back like an angel of love, in the body of light, you come back to this physical body. All of you great souls in this gathering, did you have a beautiful experience? Yes? Yes. So this is the experience of ascending stage. The way I talk, the way I move, the way I eat, everything has to be divine. As you walk, it's like an angel walking. You're walking on the ground, but your intellect is away from the matter. Because this is the topmost university. Baba is going to give us the kingdom of the whole world. We are going to become the rulers of the globe. You will be handed over the whole of Russia, the whole of China, and you will be the ruler. So now if I am the ruler of my own senses, then I am going to receive the kingdom. Baba made it very easy. He said in today's Murli, if you follow God's Srimat, you will be on the top of the sky. So what Baba tells us is, always be beyond the matter. Like for example, how do we eat Brahma Bhojan? When we go for lunch, when we go for dinner, we are free on the way. So how am I walking while I'm going? I don't have any work when I'm walking back to the dining hall. So how do I walk? I'm like the goddess of contentment walking to the dining hall. Goddess of coolness, spreading the vibrations of coolness all around. And when you start eating, how do I eat? Just like others, just like the Laukik people. They're talking on the phone and eating. They're chatting and eating. They all do in the world outside. But I'm going to become a deity. So how do I eat? How do I eat? It's just like I, the soul, I'm feeding this body. Or am I eating like a dead body? I'm body eating. The consciousness. So Baba always says, just like the body smells, when someone dies, what happens? Can we keep dead body for a longer time? Whoever it is, whether it's our closest relative or closest friend or whoever we like, if that person dies, how long do we keep the dead body? How long? Short time. Why? Because the body smells. And the bacteria, germs are there. Even though we keep broom in one corner of the house, we keep even our shoes in one corner of the house, but do we keep the body? Whoever it is, whether it's our closest relative or whoever it is, so we recognize what's the value of the body. But we have to take care of the body. But use it like an instrument. Just like body smells, Baba says, body consciousness also gives birth to vices. And this is why Baba is saying again and again, like in even in yesterday's Moli, Baba said, you are a brother soul. You're looking at the brother soul. The more we develop, the more we make it a part of our life. Make it the breath of our life, what Baba is saying. It becomes natural. So this is why Baba is saying body consciousness gives birth to vices. And the vices again in turn gives us sorrow. So Baba said, a voiceless intellect can do the wireless work. People have wireless connections. Right now they have mobiles. They have multi options. So in the same way, you can do 10 things at one time when we are in that elevated stage. So this is why Baba is saying, whatever you do, be soul conscious. The consciousness has to be shifted. It's a paradigm shift. Baba is giving us variety food. Like when we are eating, eat in silence. In silence, what does silence mean? Channelizing the consciousness to elevated thoughts. Either it can be, you can have your own ways, but one of the method can be like Baba, in the form of the mother, he is feeding me the food. In the form of father, he is feeding me the food. You can have different variety thoughts. Every morsel you're feeding yourself, you can have a different thought. You like? Do you like? Huh? Yes? You have to remember the condition. You have to smilingly respond. Remember? Because that has to become our own nature. Always. How do you see, when you see a deity, how do they look like? Cheerful. So Baba said, are you cheerful? So it becomes natural nature. So Baba said, watch the unlimited play and remain cheerful. So everybody is playing the role. This is why Baba is saying, don't be role conscious, be soul conscious. Play your role, but be detached. Feed your body, but be detached. Make use of the instrument, you walk, but be detached. Loving and detached. Baba has given us beautiful methods, ways. He says, okay, if you can't forget your body, see yourself in the angelic body. See yourself in the body of light. Even if you forget that, Baba said, okay, you remember yourself as a deity. So I have to shift my consciousness and make it natural nature. Because this is what I'm going to take along with me. This is what is going to come along with me, in fact. So the more I make it my nature, then what happens? Baba is saying, you will put a full stop to whatever is past in a second. You will not take time. Otherwise, what happens? You are telling your mind to stop, but it is starting. What happens? All of you know how to drive a car, right? Do you know how to drive a car? I don't know how to drive a car, but you can tell me. Wherever you have to apply the speed, if you apply the brake, what happens? And wherever you have to apply the brake, if you apply the speed, then what happens? So wherever I have to use the power of tolerance, if I use the power to face, what will happen? And wherever I have to use the power to face, then if I apply power to tolerate, what will happen? So to use the right powers at the right time, that will happen when I become a master. Otherwise, what happens is, Sometimes, you know, you would cook very good food or something, and the partner who is with you, he would say, oh, you don't cook so well. If he says that and if he leaves, then what happens? You will have good thoughts, huh? Elevated thoughts, right? I do so much of work. I cook good food for this person, but this person is always complaining. Which type of thoughts we have at that time? Good thoughts, positive thoughts, or negative? Very, very good thoughts, right? Even if somebody calls at that time, then what would we tell them? You know what happened? I keep cooking, I keep making so many good things, but this person is always complaining. Right? You tell 10 other people, like whoever calls you or whoever comes to visit you, you tell everyone. Right? How would be the whole day for you? Very enjoyable, right? So by the end of the day, when your partner comes back, and if the partner has forgotten what you have done, what he has done, what he has told you, and if you ask, okay, what have you cooked for dinner? What would you say? You would answer very lovefully, right? You would say, go and have a look. I don't know. Because what has happened is, you understand, right? Because you are storing it, but that person has deleted it already. Like if somebody asks you, okay, what was Murali points today? How many of you remember? The whole 4 pages. Is there anyone? Okay, if somebody asks you, you know, you would have had clash with some other person long time ago. And if that person, if you're talking about that person with another person, if she asks you, what has that person done with you? So would you remember or not? It has happened 2 months, 3 months ago. Something has happened, some clash. But would you remember or not? Yes? Yes or no? How many yes and how many no? How many yes? How many yes? Like this. How many yes? How many no? So, that you remember very well. Because, you know, whatever we have to forget, we remember. Whatever we have to remember, we forget. Because as is the vessel of the intellect, so are the things it holds on to. And that's automatic. You need not have to make an effort. This is why Baba says, the lion, you know, the lioness milk, where can you store? In the golden vessel. So as is the vessel of my intellect, those things will automatically be stored. And that's why it's easy to remember other things, but if for the Murali we have to make effort. Like with Mama, you know. Mama used to listen to Baba when Baba used to conduct Murali, and Mama used to sit besides. And it would just be like, it would be printed in Mama's intellect what Baba said. She could just repeat all that which Baba has said. Because the intellect is pure, clean. It's like the golden vessel. But if I have some other things, 10 years before something has happened, what will happen? Because it's already full, there is no space at all. This is why Baba always tells us to keep our intellects pure, clean. So what will happen if I hold on to that which has happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago? What will happen? Suppose if there is this glass in front of me. So if I hold this glass for 5 minutes, what will happen? Nothing will happen, right? So if somebody tells me, okay, hold the glass for 10 minutes, what will happen? If someone tells me, okay, hold the glass for 1 hour, what will happen? Will anything happen or not? Will anything happen? The more I hold for that many hours, has the weight of the glass increased? No. But the more I hold on to, the more pain I'm going to experience. This is why Baba says, put a full stop. Om Shanti. So, the more I hold on to, it's going to give me pain. So Baba is saying, give all the burden to me. If you have any burden, don't hold on to Ravan's property. Give it to Baba. So from now on, the ascending stage of the soul means to give, to surrender everything to Baba. You like? Do you like? Surrender every thought to Baba. How do you do that? Like what happens when, remember your childhood, when you were a child. Whatever you would experience, you would go and tell your mom and papa, right? So what's that I have to do now? Tell everything to Baba. Come Baba, let's go and have tea. Can you invite Baba for tea? Or are you busy? Busy or no? Baba, come, let's go and have dinner. So Baba is telling us, use me. But we don't have time, we forget. So now, we should not leave Baba at all, even for a second. You like this idea? Don't leave Baba. Catch hold of him. Do you all agree with intoxication? Now, yes. So hold on to Baba, not to the Ravan's property. So catch hold of Bab Dada's hand. Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma Baba, Bab Dada, catch hold of Bab Dada's hand and do everything. When you are driving a car, first ask Baba, invoke Baba. Baba, you take your seat, then I'll take my seat. Then what happen? What will happen is, you will never meet with an accident at all. Because who is sitting in your car? God Himself. Then He takes our responsibility. This is the ascending stage. Easy? Seat stage, little bit difficult. But this is very easy, right? Whatever comes, whether it's sometimes, it's not always good, even sometimes maybe negative, maybe something else. But give everything to Baba. Baba, I'm facing this problem. Baba, this is what is happening with me. Talk to Baba. Instead of talking to yourself, what we have to do is, because what happens? It's like two people are sitting inside and having a talk. So instead, what you do is, talk to Baba. Every thought, give it to Baba. Easy? So now hold on to Baba. Then there is no pain. Catch hold of Bab Dada's hand, no pain. But Baba says, clean your intellect. How do we do that now? Cleansing has to happen. Now, if there is an urn, and if it's a small urn, and it cannot be lifted up, it is fixed. And if it has a hole, but the urn is filled with dirty water, so what do I do? How do I fill pure water? Yes, mothers, anyone can answer. Yeah, so what should I do is, keep pouring the pure water which I want to fill the urn with. So now I can't remove my mind, clean it and put it back. I can't do that. So what is that I have to do is, you have to pour the pure water. So what I do? So every hour, pour the pure water, the pure food. What is it? It's Murli, the purest. The purest source of energy. So what would you do? Every now and then, maybe every hour, maybe once in a half an hour, what do you do? Revise or read or repeat. That will make you relaxed. It will keep you always relaxed. So is it easy or is it tough? See, if I ask you, is it the mind that works more or is it the body that works more? Yes? Mind. But how many times do we feed the body and how many times do we feed the mind? You have your breakfast, lunch, dinner, 3 times? Sometimes? Sometimes 4 times. Eat chai. I mean, eat toli and chai, tea. So how many times? 4 times. How many times do I feed my mind with the purest energy? How many times? Maybe once. Once when we hear the Murli. So who has to be charged more? So, the charging happens when you repeat, revise. And now all of us are studying in the university to become like? To become like? Bab Dada, very good. What else? Why have we come to this university? To become like? Lakshmi and Narayan. So who wants to become like Lakshmi and Narayan? Yes, 1, 2. What about others? No? All of you Lakshmi and Narayan? So who has already become Lakshmi? You know that, right? Have you heard in the classes? Who has become Lakshmi already? Who has become? So Mamma has become Lakshmi already, right? So Mamma used to read Murli 20 times. How many times? So you want discount? Or you will read it 40 times? What do you think? main aspect is not only reading, but to become the embodiment. So Mama became the embodiment by constantly pouring this pure water. You can have your own methods to do it. Sometimes people say, I don't have time. So then I ask them, do you have time to eat? They said, yes, yes, yes. If you don't eat, what will happen? So sometimes if somebody doesn't eat even for their, breakfast, if they skip their breakfast, they go and tell everyone, do you know I didn't have my breakfast? Even though somebody does not ask. But when we have time to feed the body, why not for the mind? Because this is only in the confluence age Baba is going to give us the fortune for the whole kalpa. Because in no other age we will have time to make efforts at all. There is no ascending stage of the soul in any other age except for the confluence age. If we study now, then we are going to have holidays for 2,500 years. Will I? Not one day. How many years? No need of Amrit Vela, no need of Murli, nothing. Where? In the golden age, silver age. So 2,500 years holiday. How many days? 2,500 years. Now if we study, we are going to get that many holidays. You like? So Baba is saying, now protect yourself, save yourself. Because we cannot change others. Is it possible to change others? Who thinks, yes, the others have to change, how can I change? Who thinks? No one? So are you completely convinced that, yes, I am the one who can have good wishes for everyone, no matter what? How many of you? Just put your hands up. For everyone. So who is the one who doesn't get angry at all? Raise your hand now. No one? You just said we can have good wishes for everyone. If we have good wishes, then how can we get angry? Because somewhere we think the other person is responsible. He is there and this is why I am not progressing. Suppose, if this sister is sitting like with one leg on the top of the other leg. Okay? Now, if I see why this sister is sitting like this, and if that sister is sitting next to you and shaking the whole sofa, and you are sitting in volcanic stage, what will happen now? You are doing very good meditation, and the sister sitting next to you is shaking her leg and she is changing her postures all the time. So what will happen now? There are two options. One is, sister, sit properly. Tell her. The other is, it's okay. Whatever she does, it's okay. I'm going to remain stable. So these are the two options, right? So which is the better option? To tell myself or to tell that sister? But what do we do practically? Practically, sister, please sit properly. Otherwise, change your seat. Or okay, I will change my seat. So, what's happening is, because my mind does not listen to me, sister, please change your seat or I will change my seat because I'm happy by doing that. Because my mind does not listen to me. So you have to change. So somewhere or the other, we have in our subconsciousness that this person has to change. But if I can have good wishes, which means no matter what, I have to develop my power of tolerance. I have to develop all the 8 powers in me, then I become the master. Soul conscious is that, to become the master of all the powers. Whatever power I order, that one has to emerge. So to be a complete master of the self, to revisit the purpose of your Brahmin life. This is why Baba said, if you have to progress, even in today's Murli he said, don't have expectations. But we do have expectations. Is there anyone who says, okay, I don't have any expectations? But Baba is saying, have expectations, but don't base your happiness on expectations. The only thing is, that's what we have to underline. If somebody says, okay, I have sacrificed for you, I have done so much of dedication for you, I have done the whole of my life, I have done service to you, if someone says that, but they don't recognize the value. So which means, somewhere what I have done is, why have I done? So that I'll be happy. Why did I do the sacrifice? Because if I do the sacrifice, that person will be happy, and if that person is happy, I'm happy. So it's basically for myself I have done all these things. But I think, because I did this for you, why did not you return back to me? So the expectation. So this is why Baba is saying, just be a detached observer. Do everything. Take from Baba and give everyone the gift of love. Do you like this? So what is that we have to do in the confluence age? To experience the ascending stage means to bless everyone. Whoever you see, what is that you have to do? You need not have to carry gifts. Just take from Baba and give it to them. Easy? See anyone? See them in their angelic form. See them in their deity form. Even if you can't see them in their any forms like this, at least give them the gift from God. Take it from God and give it to them. So this also helps in the ascending stage of the soul. So now, hearty thanks to all of you great souls in the gathering for giving such a good response, for being so lovely. And I had the fortune to have the darshan of all of you great souls. So hearty thanks to all of you. Om Shanti. I think you'll have to catch your bus. So now, we are going to sit in silence. And then, what are we going to do? How many times you're going to revise the Murli? Don't forget that. Huh? How many times? 20? Good. Who is going to do 20? You want a discount? At least 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. So if we are not going to do it, what else will we do? We have to waste our time in the circumstances and other things. So it's better to save ourselves in this way. Protect ourselves. Either you read it or revise it or note down the points. You can choose any of the methods. Even if you revise yesterday's Murli is also okay. But keep pouring the pure water, so that the dirt is cleansed. You become pure and clean. You can do it every now and then. So, Om Shanti. So now I think a lot of energy. All of you are smiling. Okay. Om Shanti. So now let's sit in silence and tell Baba what the plan, the chart that you're going to make. invoke Bap Dada in front of you. And recognize the fortune of your soul. How fortunate I am. I can invoke Bap Dada in 1 second. As I invoke Baba, Baba is coming down for me from the subtle regions. I can see Bap Dada descending down for me. As I see Bap Dada, I feel the elevated fortune of my soul. And feel the love of God. I can see the divine love flowing out of Bap Dada's eyes. I can feel it. Now I place my hand in the hands of Bap Dada. And as I place my hand, I can feel the energy, the divine energy. I'm telling Baba, from now on, I'm going to surrender every thought to you, hold your hand, and do every work in this field of action. I also make a promise to revise the Murli. So as I make the promise, Bap Dada is so pleased to see his obedient child. And Bap Dada is giving me the assurance to take the responsibility of my life. Giving me the assurance, Baba is filling me with power and he is flying back to the subtle regions. I can see Bap Dada flying back and feel myself filled with the power of love. Now I'm ready to perform karma in an elevated way in this field of actions. I'm going to make my every karma, every thought, every word elevated. I'm going to be an instrument of God. I have the power to perform elevated actions. Now I'm ready to do everything filled with love and power. Om.